This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers. That's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. My name is Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And I apologize for my tardiness tonight.
You were here half the time.
I guess half the time I was tardy, I guess is what you're saying. Yes, I was a little late. I was attending the local board meeting of the Cheshire TV, as it is called. It is the local public access channel on which I serve as one of the board members in a role of protecting freedom of speech here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
So. What kind of disreputable behavior have you defended at this point?
No, there was no freedom of speech issues tonight, but that's generally one of the reasons that I do it. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, why do women fake orgasms? And Mark, you wrote a piece about meat not being murder.
Yeah, so. I intend to sort of couple it with our last hour's segment about the woman who duct taped the dog's mouth shut.
Who's now being charged criminally.
Yes. Well,
in Florida, was it?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. I heard you talking about Bradenton.
They had to chase her all over the country, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
On September 12th, 2006, Syrian security forces repelled an attack against the United States Embassy in Damascus, and one of the Syrian guards was killed. So, naturally, White House spokesman Tony Snow went and made a statement thanking the Syrians for, you know, doing a good job. And they replied, in turn, that United States actions in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories are inciting the rise of radical Islam. So it's kind of like your mother pulls your big brother off of you and then scolds you. Hey, look, don't pick a fight with them either. You know, and that's an important one. Like I say, remember that particular date of September 12th of 2006 when you're bringing up what the United States has done to incite all of this terrorism. There's a textbook example. There's a lot of truth to it. Let's face it, the war in Iraq was started just so Vice President Cheney's friends at Halliburton could make money off the oil. So
and selling military armaments.
They never declared war, and it was that was also the one years ago when I set up the Free Talk Live cast. With how long have we been fighting a war in Iraq? And when they answered it, I said, we haven't been fighting a war in Iraq. They are fighting the war in Iraq. But like I say,
technically, they never declared a war in Iraq.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it less of a war. The war between the states, the war between the states was never declared. And you know why they call it the war between the states? It was the Confederates called it that. The Union called it the War of the Rebellion. But you have the United States, which is one state, and the Confederate States, which was the other state. So there's two stateses, except that there's no such word as stateses. And it's between two different stateses. And so they called it the War Between the States. And that's why that got that name. And that was never formally actually declared war. But, definitely it's a thing to ask the candidates for Congress, for United States Senator, and for President, what are you going to do to stop the provocations that are inciting the rise of radical Islam? It's one thing to beat up terrorists, but it's another thing to help slow down their recruitment efforts by, you know, don't incite the rise of radical Islam. Don't start a war in Iraq just so...
But that's, of course, exactly what they want to do. I mean, that's what they've been doing for decades, is meddling with the Middle East so they can have an excuse to send military to the Middle East and to occupy and continue to spend taxpayer dollars and benefit the military-industrial complex.
You really think that that's it? I mean, don't you think that they wish that the people in the Middle East would just roll over and take their tyranny like they should? Like they should?
Who wishes that? The U.S. government?
The U.S. government. The State Department.
They think that the they must think that the Middle Eastern people are as stupid as the typical U.S. voter, who, you know, a bunch of fat, stupid, ugly old ladies watch soap operas and print bingo and read tabloids and don't know the metric system, keep waddling off down to the polls. Oh, this one smiled and waved to me outside.
Americans have it a lot better than the people in the Middle East. So I would say that it's they're responding to incentives, in the sense that Americans have the illusion that their government's responding to them.
Tom, thanks for your call.
And they don't know the metric system.
Let's go to Rebecca. She's in North Carolina listening online. Hey, Rebecca, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I think you said earlier that you wouldn't describe yourself as an anarchist, but would describe yourself as a volunteerist. And I was wondering if you could tell me how you define those terms. I'm not, I've only become familiar with them recently, and just why you would say that you're not an anarchist.
Did someone say that's on the air tonight, or we
said it
last
previously?
Night?
But I don't use. I'd like to give it an opportunity to explain too. Ian, you go first.
I was just curious about Conan. Conan, how do you describe yourself?
Free market anarchist.
Free market.
The problem with going with anarchy is that it's been dragged to the mud, and I mean, just up until recently, it's really been a commie. A term.
That's what, if you look up online, not up until recently, today, if you go online, you type in, Google, tell me about anarchy, you will find a belief system that is entirely unlike what you believe.
Right.
But you still use the word anarchist.
I go with free market anarchist. Free market being the key words.
Don't you feel like the term anarchist evokes the idea of bomb throwing and violence?
Yes, and
but yet you still
car flipping and the whole nine. I'm trying to take it back.
Okay,
you'll never get.
But I still go with libertarian. You know, it depends on who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to some conservative Republican, I'm going to tell them I'm a libertarian.
I'm not an anarchist, not just because the word is, I think it has negative connotations, but also because I believe in self-rule. So it's not that I don't want a ruler, I want to rule myself. And wouldn't you say, Mark, didn't you say that that's an auto-archist?
Auto-archist or autarchist would be the proper use of the, the suffix, the prefix in that circumstance.
Because an anarchist is someone
who is against
rulers.
Right, it would be no ruler, so therefore you couldn't be a self-ruler, so you would lie on the floor and flip like a fish or something. Like, this is there is no value to me to the term in that it one can communicate to people who understand what, that there's a continuum of the ideas of liberty by saying, I'm a voluntarist. And they understand what that term means.
Most people don't understand what that term means.
Most people don't, so that's why I tend not to use it, and I just say, I'm a libertarian.
Plenty of people don't even know what that means either. And
look, you can't fix stupid.
And then you've got all, well, it's not stupid, it's ignorance.
Okay, fine.
And that's, you know, people don't understand what that term is because there's folks out there like, these other talk show hosts who love to call themselves libertarians when they're not even a fraction of a libertarian. So I like the term voluntarist because I think because people don't know what it means, that means that they're open to finding out what it means. And the meaning is very, very simple. Plus, it defines a belief system in a positive way. So instead of anarchist, which is what you are against, what you are not, you're defining yourself by what you aren't interested in. A voluntarist is a positive definition, meaning that I think all human interaction should be consensual. That is what a voluntarist or voluntarist is. So I think that's why that's the best term.
Really, the only reason that people use the term anarchist is because Murray Rothbard decided that an academic who didn't have any particular motivation to make these ideas palatable. This is a long time ago.
Not a communicator, an academic.
Right. He decided that let's use this term anarcho-capitalist and try to co-opt the term anarchist, which basically means a communist. So I'm not going to get it. And there's this huge long fight that's going on the internet between libertarians calling themselves anarchists and socialists calling themselves anarchists over who's the real anarchist. And the answer is nobody. It's a dumb word that's improperly used.
All right, Rebecca, if you want to comment, you're welcome to stick with us here. It's Rebecca in North Carolina. Your calls are welcome as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, meat is not murder and why women fake orgasms. We get all that and your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's free. Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Now, we were talking about voluntarism there a moment ago. If you want to come to a place where you can meet more voluntarists than you could possibly actually meet in a weekend.
Take a stick at it, you will.
Yeah, come to the Liberty Forum February 18th through the 21st. It's happening in beautiful, snowy, it will likely be snowy at the time this happens. It's not snowy yet here. Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. The tickets are supposed to be going up in price on December 1st. That's today. But I did just go and check nhlibertyforum.com. It's still listed, at least, on their site as the $99 basic ticket. So it's still the early bird price, although they could raise it at any moment. And you know they're going to very soon because they just announced what I consider to be the biggest speaker that the Liberty Forum event has had in a decade. Now, they've had Ron Paul in the past, and in my opinion, Ron Paul was...
Yeah, John Stossel.
Stossel's pretty big, no doubt. I think Ron Paul's probably the biggest speaker they've ever had until 2016. Did you guys hear the news?
Oh, yeah.
Edward Snowden is going to be speaking, not in person, because, you know, he'll get arrested if he comes back to the United States. But Edward Snowden, who doesn't exactly grant a whole lot of interviews and do a whole lot of speaking gigs, he's going to be, I presume, a keynote speaker at the Liberty Forum. At the very least, he will be speaking at Liberty Forum via video link from Moscow. And, wow, talk about a huge score for the Free State Project's Liberty Forum event. This is a big deal. This is going to get the Free State Project international coverage. I mean, when Edward Snowden speaks, people pay attention.
As long as he's wearing his broken glasses.
And for good reason. Are they still broken?
I believe they're still broken.
So, Snowden, at Liberty Forum, if you want to get your tickets for the $100, $99 basic ticket, and then all-inclusive tickets are $359, that's an entire weekend. That's Thursday through Sunday. The all-inclusive includes all the special meals, which you don't get with the basic. So you get all those roundtable discussions, roundtable meals where you get the fancy catered dinners and things like that. So you choose. You choose how you can experience this event. Either way, whatever ticket you get, the $100 ticket, you get to see Snowden, and you get to see all the speakers and everything that goes on there. So go to nhlibertyforum.com. For a little while there, I was a little worried about the Liberty Forum this year, thinking, all right, well, who's the big speaker going to be? They haven't announced anybody big yet, and it's going to be hard to top this one, period. I mean, this may be the pinnacle of the event. Let's go to nhlibertyforum.com, February 18th through the 21st. Spend a portion of your winter up here with us in what will be a likely very warm hotel in Manchester. Chris is on the line listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How are you guys doing?
We got Conan here, too. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey Conan. I just have a general question about voluntarism. I got in a discussion online with someone who's a law student, and basically the conversation devolved into whether or not we as a society or the marketplace of ideas has already tried voluntarism. He contended that in the Middle Ages, it was basically a free-for-all of ideas, and that basically, violence won out. Whoever had the biggest army, whoever had the most money, won out. I've always contended that...
That doesn't sound like voluntarism to me.
A true voluntarist society is more an evolution past the nation state.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's the point that I would make on this, is that I would not argue one way or the other whether voluntarism or libertarianism or whatever terminology you wish to use would or wouldn't work at a given period of time. It's certainly possible to show that, say, in medieval Iceland or in certain areas in Southeast Asia or different Polynesian islands that you know, some form of voluntary association existed in ways that we can look at. Like, we can, you can look at every society, you can pick out things that, you know, sort of, you know, fit into our philosophy of human freedom, our philosophies of the ideas of liberty, and show that, hey, look, look, our ideas are the right ones. Now, we'll never know until somebody stops pointing guns at us and demanding our money and demanding that we play by their particular rules.
Yeah, as long as that's happening, you don't have voluntarism.
Until such time as, you know, a person can individually secede their property from, you know, an organization calling itself the government, until such time, which you can kind of do that in Liechtenstein today, but, you know, regardless, you should, somebody should read The Nation State in the Third Millennium, written by their prince. But, you know, the idea that, you know, that it could, well, you know, that we tried that once 600 or 800 years ago, and it didn't work, so it won't work today. Well, things have changed. Belgium exists next to Germany and France. Places like Andorra, Liechtenstein, you know, Monaco, little tiny principalities exist. Why? Not because they've got the most guns. Not because they've got the most money. Because it looks bad now for nations to go after them. It's one of the reasons that nonviolent resistance works better today than perhaps it did in, I don't know, Judea when the Romans were ruling it. Because there's cameras and newspapers and a variety of ways to show that, look, the government is, at its core, an organization centered around violence.
Yeah, so you don't buy the argument that voluntarism lost in the marketplace of ideas, and you know, what we have now as far as nation states is kind of, you know, what the masses wanted, what the majority wanted.
If violence is acceptable to claim people's wealth and claim people's you know, volition, then you should be able to pull out a gun, shoot that guy in the face, and take his wallet, and it should be okay. Right? I mean, ultimately, that's what it comes down to, because the government can do that. If a government agent says that you're going to give me what's in your wallet, and you say, no, I don't think I'm going to, then I'm going to have, me and my friends are going to jump on you, and if you resist, then we're going to attempt to tase you. If you get away and you pull a gun, we're going to shoot you down dead, and we will get that wallet. That's ultimately all they are.
Well, sure. I mean, the difference, of course, being that the government believes that it has the majority support for that robbery.
They do.
They do.
They do have the majority support.
Not really. Most people don't even vote.
Well, that doesn't.
Whether or not they vote doesn't mean that they don't give their support. If you protest, if you attempt to stop them, believe me, they turn on you like a pack of mindless zombies.
Yeah, that's true. Chris, I would say that, you know, your attorney friend or in the law school friend, not a surprise that someone in law school is going to be arguing against voluntarism. This is somebody whose bread is buttered by the existence of the state. It's very rare that you'll find a libertarian in law.
He still needs time. We all needed time. And many people learn by arguing against the points that they ultimately adopt. I am one of those people.
I'm just saying, if I had to choose a target audience for the ideas of liberty, it wouldn't necessarily be wannabe attorneys. Hey, thanks, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you here tonight. They're out there.
It would be nice to have some more of them in the movement.
I agree.
There's plenty of work for them.
There are some
defending
people.
Liberty.
There are some who are liberty oriented. I don't want to take it away from all attorneys that, you know, there aren't any libertarians out there. In fact, we just had a young lady move here to Keene who graduated from law school, so they do exist. But generally, you know, lawyers are statists because they benefit from the existence of the state. It brings them business. Free talk.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Now, everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater this time of year.
We sure have some.
If you want bragging rights for the most talked-about sweater at your upcoming Christmas parties, then listen up. You can check out Tipsy Elves for some ridiculous, and I mean ugly, garish sweaters. Mark, you ordered a few of them for us here in the studio. And
I got to say my favorite is Daryl's that has the – it's sort of a traditional-looking sweater until you realize that there's reindeers having sex on the front.
I didn't notice it at first.
No, I figured you wouldn't all.
I saw – no, I did notice it, Mark.
My wife didn't notice it at all. She's like, his really? Is a nice sweater.
No, I did – what I noticed first when Daryl was wearing the reindeer sex shirt or sweater, I guess, was that it was very tacky. And then I looked – I continued to observe it because it is an eye-catching sweater. I mean, you're going to notice this thing. Then I noticed that there were reindeer having sex on it. So go and you can try that. It's pretty cool. Yours was also the one you got for you was
it says Jesus
birthday
with
boy.
A, Jesus with like a balloon and it says birthday boy.
And he looks really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool stuff. The one that I was wearing that you've got for me without any of my input was
what a
an elf.
You have little outfit. Santa's little helper sweaters.
I went on their website, by the way, which is tipsyelves.com. And there would have been one I would have picked out, Mark, had you given me the opportunity.
You aren't supposed to get the one you want. That's not the point of this.
So wait, who picked yours out then?
I did, but I picked out one that was ugly.
Well, they're all ugly. I don't know if you've been to tipsyelves.com.
They're very interesting.
Yeah. So I would have wanted the one with a cat with the laser eyes. I thought that one was like kind of cool. But also very ugly. So while you're shopping for your ugly sweater, you can check out their other holiday and collegiate attire for yourself or as a gift, like the adult onesies. And these things are amazing. You can go there and get 20% off by using code FTL at checkout at tipsyelves.com. That's 20% off anything that you order on the site, tipsyelves.com. Don't forget to use code FTL at the checkout for that 20% off site-wide discount. As we continue here, you can join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the dog being muzzled, you still want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. Let's get into, Mark, since we were talking about the animal abuse issue in the first hour of the show, you had a blog piece that you wrote for freetalklive.com, our new blog area on the site, which you can get to by going to freetalklive.com and clicking FTL News. What is it? It's about meat is not murder. Is that what you're saying? Because there's like a campaign by, was it PETA that says that it is?
Well, I mean, you know, it's an old saying. There's a Smiths album, actually, back in the day from Meat is Murder. And
is that a punk band?
Well, New Wave, maybe. Okay. I think twee is the term that they used to describe it back then. But whatever. It doesn't really make a difference. You know, the idea, the meme that meat is murder has been coming along for a long time. And it's not that I've, you know, been in some kind of stalwart defender of the eating of meat. I guess I have.
You kill pigs as a hobby.
Well, I wouldn't call it a hobby, but yeah.
You raise and slaughter pigs and turn them into meat.
I do that.
Yeah.
Now
it's not a business, so it must be a hobby, right?
Yeah, and obviously the title's intended to get to you know.
It's a tasty hobby. Ian.
Oh, it is. I'm not saying I have a problem with it, but
so for me, I've been trying to discover for myself. I really have. What are rights for humans? Do any of those rights, transpose to animals? And I'm. Don't know the answer, but I'm slowly figuring things out, and this is part of that journey. So
I say no, animals don't have the same rights as humans.
What if they have personality like a dog or a cat?
I think that I love my dog, Jazzy the studio dog. She's got her own Facebook page, and but unfortunately Jazzy does not have the same rights as we do because they can't reciprocate those rights. That's always been my argument, is that doesn't mean that I don't respect Jazzy as an individual, a thing that has its own volition and its own feelings, and I love her very, very much, and so I intend to do my best to protect Jazzy, but ultimately she's not a person. She doesn't have the same rights.
Do those rights transfer to you? For example, if say the neighbor was to kick Jazzy and do damage to her, does that damage transfer to you? Can you...
I think that's the case. In fact, there was a story here in Keene, maybe that's what you're referencing. There was a landlord here in town who kicked someone's dog. He was outside of the house, I bet he was working on one of his properties. A neighbor's dog ran over into the yard and did some sort of... excretion in the yard, and he decided to give it a swift kick. The dog was a very small dog, like a Chihuahua or something like that, something very tiny, and the dog basically died because of the internal organ damage as a result of the kick. Then you've destroyed someone else's property, and I would say that on the issue of property rights, that's a clear property rights violation, and that man should owe some restitution.
Value when it comes to something that you love in the way that one loves a pet is really difficult to ascribe. So, for instance, Ian, if I slapped $2,000 down on the table here and I said, I want Jazzy. For scientific experiments. What would you say?
No.
How about $4,000?
No.
Right. Like, see,
wait, what if it wasn't for scientific experiments.
What difference would it make?
Well, I wouldn't give up Gen Z for that kind of money.
I don't think you would. I mean, you know, there's probably a price.
Conan would have given up G for that kind of money.
Oh, yeah. $50.
But you see, that's...
You know what? No one would offer me that.
For G.
No, he was a handful.
And that's what it comes down to is that there's different values placed on different animals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you would have been shocked if somebody decided to kick your dog, and you know $50 wouldn't have been sufficient if they had killed it in that circumstance. Just because it's like, man, that's a real slight. I mean, that's much worse than fighting words. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a terrible, terrible thing to do. Ultimately. To me, I see myself as a ward of the animal. I see myself as having
you're
to
the animal's ward. I thought a ward is something that you take care of.
Okay. Well, I think it goes.
I'll check that.
I think you can use it both ways.
Okay. Yeah.
You are the ward, and he is your. Yeah.
You check it out just to make sure. But I have heard it used in back and forth. So the best decisions need to be made in any given circumstance. Farmers have to have a relationship to death that is entirely different than, frankly, every other job, career out there, especially, you know, obviously animal husbanders. I'm not talking about corn farmers here. But they have to be they deal with death. There's I was reading about these Hormel plants where they're processing. I think they said 1,500 pigs per hour, killing and preparing 1,500 pigs per hour. This is the reaping fields, as it were, of pig life. And I've heard all kinds of stories around farmers and the way that they deal with life, and much of it I can't handle. I heard a story. I don't know. This was told to me by another farmer, so I didn't meet the person specifically that's told me this story. This farmer said, "Look, I need barn cats, and the most successful hunters are lactating mothers." So they would try to the best way to keep a female cat lactating is to get rid of her kittens. And you can only give away so many kittens as barn cats to people. So mm-hmm. he'd just collect the kittens after they were about ready to be weaned, put them in a bag, and drop them off in a creek someplace. Hit them with the back end of an axe or something in order to take care of them. So, this is terrible, terrible way to look at life. And to me, I mean, it's too entirely utilitarian for me to handle. I can barely handle the idea that pigs exist solely as meat for humans or pest for crops. They're either going to be eaten or they're going to be killed as pests. There's no sort of two ways about how pigs exist in this world.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here on the discussion of, we haven't really got into meat is murder. We sort of are now talking about animal rights, which all of that is fine. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you can make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we're talking about animal rights, and then we'll get back into your blog post from freetalklive.com, Mark, which is about your argument that meat is not murder. So I do want to talk more about that. And also, speaking of freetalklive.com, there's been a lot of redesign work that's gone on that site. I'm very happy with the results. Hopefully you are as well. If you haven't been to check it out since the redesign, go to freetalklive.com and take a look and look around. There's all kinds of things you can do there. You download archives. Those are still free. Everything on the site is free. It's a wonderful site, and our programmers worked really hard on it. So you get to actually create the content that you see there on freetalklive.com. So if there's some sort of news article or headline that you want to share with us as a possible show topic, just submit it right there on the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based site. That front page is Reddit-based. The rest of the site is not. But that gives you the ability to vote on the things that are on the front page and to actually submit to said front page. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. By the way, Mark, you and I are going to be doing an Ask Me Anything on Reddit tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
On the Libertarian Meme Reddit. So / Libertarian Meme is where we will be doing that starting at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So keep that in mind as well. Again, freetalklive.com. Check out the blog, which is one of the newest features. That's what we were just talking about was your recent blog post, Mark, over at freetalklive.com. Just click FTL News there on the front page to get to the blog. So let's go. Well, actually, before we go back to your calls and thoughts, you guys were talking about the word ward, and I have to say, I did not know ward could be used in an alternative to the definition that I was most familiar with, which is one who is under the care or control of a legal guardian. I do have dictionary.com here. And for the most part, this is the definition of ward, if we're excluding like wards in a city, for instance. So in Keene, there are wards, or like a hospital ward. But the, when you're referring to ward as a person, it's a person, especially a minor, who has been legally placed under the care of a guardian or court. The state of being under that care of the legal guardian, guardianship over a minor or some other person legally incapable of managing his or her own affairs. So that's the other definition, is the actual guardianship is called a ward as well. In fact, it says in definition 14, the act of keeping guard or protective watch. So if you are on watch, you could also be on ward. That's another word for that.
Never heard it used that way.
Archaic, the archaic definition.
I would imagine it's related to warden.
Perhaps. The archaic definition is a company of guards or a garrison, and those are all the noun versions. The archaic verb definition is to protect and to guard.
To ward off.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you're right. It apparently does have a few different definitions there. But for the most part, when you refer to a ward, you are referring to someone who's under the care of another person.
So Jazzy is your ward.
She is.
And you are hers.
And you are her warden.
And I am warding, I guess, Jazzy. I'm protecting her as much as I can. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Nathan is on the line via Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How does warder sound? You, as in you were Jazzy's warder.
I don't know, but okay.
Okay. Well, I read it in a book one time.
Well, yeah, one of my favorite fantasy novels, the paladin types are called warders.
It is originally from the Old English weird and Middle English warden. So yes, indeed. Go ahead with your thoughts, Nathan.
So I was thinking about some of the things you were saying. I have some kittens that I'm currently taking care of, and you know I lost one, or I don't know if it's dead or not, like a week ago. And my attitude for that was certainly I'm not sure what came of it. So I'm not, you know, I don't exactly share the attitude of the guy you were talking about with the club. And you know, just on that, like, isn't I think cruelty toward animals is a sign of sociopathy, or at least that's what I've heard. So, I don't know.
I think cruelty is, I think that there's a distinction between cruelty and killing. And
what about someone who just loses their cool and smacks their dog in the mouth versus someone who's actually like pulling the wings off of an insect? You know, because they want to see what happens, or they want the bug to experience pain.
I think that that rational people can see that somebody who loses their cool isn't the same as somebody who finds joy in, you know, repeatedly going after animals.
But it's both forms of cruelty, and yeah. do you punish? Do you treat the two differently?
I think
is it just both cruelty?
I think we're moving from a world where being cruel to other beings is acceptable mm-hmm. to a world where it's not, and that we need to be careful on that path to not be cruel while preventing people from being cruel. And that's kind of the point I'm trying to make mm-hmm. with this lady who duct taped the mouth on her dog.
Is there a right to refrain from cruelty? Like for example, Ian says that his standard is, well, can you claim the right you're talking about? Doesn't an animal kind of indicate that it doesn't want cruelty, right? Like
sure.
when it sort of runs away from the bat or whatever?
An animal will indicate all kinds of things, though. You know, like for instance, my animals are cruel to each other all the time. Try to stop a 550-pound sow from biting a 500-pound sow in the ear, the butt, or the tail, or whatever. Honestly, I can, and I do, because they understand who's boss.
If you've ever seen the pecking order in effect, I introduced some ducks to my chickens, and the little duck has stayed little because it can't get any food to eat. I mean, this poor girl is getting her butt run around. I'm surprised she still has her eyes.
And chickens, these
are
cruelest animals in God's green.
Yeah, they're
just
little dinosaurs.
Yeah, soulless creatures. but pigs, people have related them to 3-year-old kids. That kind of intelligence. I was in the pen, I think it was last weekend, or might have been the weekend before last, and my big sow, 550 pounds, Hazel, I think she was in heat, because turns, she gets a little weird when she's in heat. She bit me right on my butt. Like, I turned around, and I think she was hungry, and I was passing out food, and I wasn't giving her what she considered to be a sufficient quantity, and, you know, those hormones are raging, and she gave me a good chomp right in the rear end. I turned around, and I said, Hazel! And I was ready to lay, you know, physically lay into this animal, you know, this is an aggressive act on the part of this animal.
Wasn't like little nibble, it was a chomp.
I mean, she didn't take a piece of my butt out, but it was a bite. You know, I mean, she bites animals all day long. Yeah. This is her role as the chief sow.
Mm.
And so she's pretty good at it.
I have a final question. So I have a final question for you, Mark. Since you brought up this idea of, I don't know, euthanasia, or I don't know what you want to call it. Like, farmers have this relationship with death, is how you put it.
Yep.
I have to make a decision about the mother of these kittens, who's this sort of feral cat who's very nasty and ill-tempered. And I'm still undecided whether it would be right to, you know, have her, you know, I don't know what the right term is.
Put down?
I guess it's the right. Or versus just sort of having her spayed and then sending her on her way by just kind of randomly putting her somewhere. I've been told this is it would be a cruel thing to not have her killed, and I'm not sure I can wrap my head around that.
Okay, so the arguments on both sides of this is a feral cat, right, that's used to being outside?
Yes.
Okay. I would say that fact makes a difference. That animal's prepared for outdoors life, especially in Texas. It's not like it's going to freeze into a little cat popsicle.
Right.
You know, the worst thing that she can do out there, it's not like she's going to go around, I suppose she might kill somebody's pet ferret or pet rat or whatever, but those are kind of the chances that one takes.
You don't want to let your ferrets run around outside. You never get them back.
Yeah, that's the truth. So I would say that in the case that you're talking about a feral animal, that, yeah, she's going to live in a state of suffering, which is, you know, that's what nature is. Nature is a state of suffering. Animals populate nature to the point that they are on the brink of starvation. There are certainly times of the year that they aren't on the brink of starvation, but I'm talking about sort of on an annual basis. You know, animals die of starvation, they die of exposure, and the reason that they do is so that other animals in their species and other species can afford to live on what they would be eating otherwise. Nature is a psychotic killer. And, you know, I think that essentially what you're doing is you're letting her death run its course. And it's probably pretty easy for you to do such a thing. But I think when you release her spayed, that you've probably done everything you need to do sort of for the world. You know, so she's not out there breeding and creating more kittens that are going to be more problems for people.
Right.
And if she goes back to life that she's familiar with, that's essentially just like releasing a pelican after you've gotten the twine off of it, or the fishing line off of its mouth.
If the spading doesn't mess up her chemicals and now she's no longer an adequate huntress.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
I know that would happen if to a male cat. I'm not sure what happens.
My spayed cat hunted fine.
Nathan, big decision. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number 855-453. We've got hour number 3 on the way. Plenty of time for you if you want to share your thoughts on animals and freedom and rights and meat. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The following following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.